It's time for Durant's World, a comment on the world today with Bob Durant. Heard weekday mornings at 8:35 and afternoons at 5:35 on AM 740.
1 year ago today, I lost a friend. So did you. Tom Fulton finished his morning shift here at the radio station, and as was his custom, he went up the street to get a coffee and returned to drink it outside the building. There, he suffered a massive heart attack and died. He was 58. Much, much too young. I know I speak for many people when I say I really miss the big guy. I met Tom years ago in the 70s when I used to attend a great many first night events here in Toronto. Tom was working for CJRT-FM in those days and did entertainment news, so he was everywhere. He would say hello and come over and we'd chat, and I always found him very amiable. Then our paths crossed at the old CJCL and then at CFRB when he would sit in for other announcers. What a pro he was. He'd just take over and do the job without any preparation at all. You could plunk him down in any radio format, just put him in front of the mic and get out of the way. He was that good. I really got to know Tom here at AM 740. He encouraged me to take the position of morning news anchor, and in his usual enthusiastic way, he was sure we would be a great team. That was Tom, always enthusiastic, always ready to encourage you to talk about absolutely anything. On this first anniversary, our hearts go out, of course, to Cheryl and Jesse. Jesse had his best year ever pitching this past baseball season for U of T. Tom was so proud of his son's athletic prowess, never a baseball fan. I don't think he was ever really a sports fan until Jesse came along. Then Tom became the game's number one fan. One of Tom's favorite charities was the St. James Cathedral annual food drive. He would work hard on it every year. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all made a generous donation in his name to the food drive? Actually, he would be pleased if we helped any food drive because he recognized that there are many people who need our help, especially this time of year. Tom Fulton was a big, lovable teddy bear of a man, a hippie who still had flowers in his hair. In an industry that breeds jealousy, backbiting, and inconsiderate behavior, he was a man without guile, without ego. A rarity, to be sure. Yep, we sure do miss him here in Durant's World on AM 740.